Mike Farrell knows how it's done. Hey folks, and welcome everybody to Serenity of Soul, your weekly podcast for inner peace and long-lasting happiness, with me, your host, Jason. With me today are three charming and accomplished guests, Anne-Catherine, Leah, and Kim, all of whom have found some major insights into the field of mental stability. Hey y'all, how's it going?
Hi guys!
It's great to have you here today. So, let's share some of the good thoughts. All three of you have taken the online course with Dr. Laurie Santos. For those of you that don't know her, Dr. Santos is a psychologist and a professor at Yale University. Laurie claims to have found some insights that help improve your happiness. To give you some examples, she says that our life circumstances do not matter as much as we think, that we should make time for social connections, and that being in the present is the happiest way to be. I also attempted to finish the course, but I gave up pretty soon, as studying is a rather tiring enterprise for me. That being said, what I've learned is that, according to Laurie, an improvement of happiness is in fact achievable by simply observing her insights and following through with them. So, what we'll be talking about are your experience with Laurie Santos' tips on happiness and the ways and techniques in how you implemented those. Maybe we should start with you, Anne-Catherine. You focused on...
I try to find out if the circumstances in our lives actually do not matter as much as we think, as Santos claims in number 2 of her 10 insights.
That sounds rather curious and odd to me, to be honest. I'm sorry.
Well, I can only speak for myself, but I personally do think that my life circumstances matter when it comes to my happiness. These past few weeks, I tried to really listen to my heart and discover if my current life circumstances, like not being able to meet my friends or anyone in person, influence my happiness.
Uh-huh.
And they do. They really do. I feel much more alone in some way, even though I know I can always FaceTime or call my friends. For some reason, I'm extremely stressed out and I'm constantly snapping at the people living with me. Simply because I'm just so frustrated with how things are right now. But I also think that not everyone lets the circumstances in their life influence their happiness. I'm sure there are many people who are really good at not letting their life circumstances get in the way of their happiness. But unfortunately, that's not me. Like Santa said, winning the lottery and being rich all of a sudden does not guarantee you happiness. But in my opinion, it guarantees you at least a bit of stability and assurance in your life, which could, in some way, make me a little bit happier. Probably not for forever, but at least for some time. And a little bit of happiness is, I think, something all of us need, especially now.
Yeah, I agree. Life circumstances do get in the way, although surely some distractions are more worthy paying attention to than others, right? Maybe let's focus on you now, Leah. What are your thoughts on the whole thing? Did you have similar experiences while trying out the advice on, being in the present?
I had quite the opposite experience, actually. I've had issues with worrying about the future in a very unhealthy way, and it came down to me sitting there and thinking about where I am now and where I want to be, preferably right then and there. And this habit would go on to me trying to actually figure out how I was supposed to get where I wanted, especially emphasizing where I am not, and all the obstacles I would have to face to get to these goals. Right. And obviously I got overwhelmed at some point because I tend to think very far ahead. For example, I'd worry about how I was going to make my relationship work because we live in different countries. Wow. I was worried about how things would work out after graduating from university and finding a job. I was terrified because I could not picture myself having my life together, especially now during COVID. Those thoughts were just extremely intrusive, and it made me become stressed about things that were absolutely out of my control as of now.
Oh, very frightening. So, what did Laurie suggest, and was her advice applicable? not to mention helpful.
Her advice was not only helpful, but also pretty easy to implement once I found a way. So when we learned about Laurie Santa's tips on happiness and she mentioned to live in the present, not the future or past, I thought this is the tip I needed to stop feeling this pressure that I put on myself.
Oh, nice.
So to help me staying in the present, I started to include her tip on paying attention to what is happening right at the moment and how that feels, rather than being so occupied with worrying about what hasn't happened yet or what can't be changed anymore. But sometimes that was harder than you might think, especially when your mind wanders off to that anxious space again. But I did some research and I came up with a system to apply her tip. One tip is to be aware of your surroundings. So if I started to feel that dread of the future again, I took a walk or I listened to some music or an audiobook, or I went to the store and smelled some Christmas candles just to bring me back to the present moment.
Fantastic.
And one other big tip that helped me is to be grateful for where I am right now and to take as much experience with me as I can. And to keep reminding myself that there is nothing I can do to change the future except for what is in my control right now. For example, graduating. And some days are harder than others, but those changes in perspective and snapping yourself out of that spiraling down helped a lot.
This is very interesting, as I would intuitively think it calms you to prepare for tomorrow. And if I may say so, I think many people work that way. But you heard it, guys. Feel the moment, stay in the present, and if you should lose that consciousness for the present, find anchors to bring you back. Let's turn to you, Kim. Was there anything Laurie imparted that struck you as fascinating?
Yes, of course. I've watched the additional video from Laurie Santa's class for the first time at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh. Since this pandemic started, I've had online teaching. I've not been allowed to see more than 5 people, and most of the time I've been at home sitting in front of my laptop. But when I heard Laurie Santa's tip to make time for social connections to be happier, I really liked this idea and tried to implement it into my own life. That is why I introduced a rule to myself. No university stuff on weekends or on evenings. So I first got more free time, and now I can use this time to see my family and friends. And since then, I've been having breakfast with my family at least once a week. I've been cooking every day with my boyfriend. And on weekends, I've been taking a walk with a friend, or I've been meeting friends just to talk a bit, also online. Moreover, I've been calling my brother and my grandparents at least once a week to get to know if everything is fine and what is going on in their lives.
How nice.
And I have to admit, it works. I can relax much more because I think and talk about different things that remind me of my favorite people. And it feels so good to hear what is happening in their lives and to talk about good memories. I really enjoy the time with my family and friends. I can be happy and do not have to think about what I have to do at home or for university. So I would recommend it to everyone. Just take time for your dearest.
Such an important piece of advice. Thank you so much. What a beautiful way to conclude. No reason to hate today only because the alarm clock tells you to get up. Well, I hope y'all out there learned a lot from today's podcast. I surely did. A major thank you to our guests. Have a great week, y'all. Stay positive, stay healthy, and tune in next week when we'll be talking about dipshits in our lives and how to get rid of them. Peace and love, y'all.
Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bubbles. Bubbles. Whenever you're down, just say bubbles.